Live. We're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival at Rogers Campground, beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, right across from the White Mountains. The range is just absolutely incredible. The view that you can see from your campsite in many many cases, or RV site. It's not too late for you to get out here. The site is the whole campground is not yet sold out, so there's room for you. You can get an RV site, just set up a tent. You don't have to have an RV to be there. You want to be here if you love the ideas of freedom. If you don't, you know, if you love to be told what to do, this isn't the festival for you. But if you like freedom, then you should be here. And other people are here that agree with you, and it makes for some great conversation. We don't have to cover the same ground over and over again about freedom because everybody's already on board. And there's just so much going on. By the way, Brad, joining me tonight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
So you've been here all week, right? You showed up Monday.
I live 20 minutes away.
That's
so
right.
We started coming here just to check to see if anyone was here, so just to say hi to last week. But yeah, we've been staying every night at home in Gorham, New Hampshire, and it's a 20-minute ride, and the beautiful mountains you see here are our backyard.
It's an amazingly beautiful place, no doubt about it. And There's a lot to do here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Just as an example of some of the things going on today, there's different themes on the different days. This is Music Day, so there are actually bands playing as we speak down in the pavilion, which there's some really talented musicians on the scene here. You had a musician play at your wedding yesterday, Brad, Jordan Page.
Yeah, Jordan Page. He is amazing. You know, I'm very honored that he played at our wedding. He's been opening for Congressman Paul in his presidential campaign. And I would suggest anyone check out his website. Just Google him. It's jordanpage.com.
So also going on today, some of the things that are happening are not happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival official campground area, but they're happening elsewhere. So there was what they called the Liberating Hike with the Porcupine Real Estate and Porcupine Outdoor Recreation Club that went out today and hiked around for about an hour to an hour and a half. There was the Appleseed Clinic, the Project Appleseed Firearms and Shooting Clinic, so you could go out to a shooting range and learn a thing or two or practice at firearms.
There's certainly no shortage of firearms here.
So those are some of the off-campus events sort of happening. Also, in addition to that, there was some information about firearms etiquette earlier today. Free State Project Recruiting Panel, which I unfortunately was not able to make it to, but that sounds like it was useful. Keith Carlson, one of the more active members of the Free State Project, has a lot of experience in going around to different locations and essentially reaching out to people about the Free State Project. He's been to concerts like, I forget the name of there's one particular concert that's very popular that tours around. I know it's for me to not know the name of it, but it's one of those punk music shows. And they go around and they do Free State Project outreach there. Of course, there's plenty of other Liberty events that happen around the country, and you'll frequently see Keith there. And he's even kind of gone into libraries where he's taken bookmarks, Free State Project bookmarks, and placed them inside books that are of a Liberty mindset. So people that are looking for Liberty-oriented books are coming across an advertisement essentially for the Free State Project.
Wasn't there a newspaper article about that particular activism?
There was, actually. I think because he did it here in New Hampshire, or somebody did it here in New Hampshire, where they went and they put School Sucks Project bookmarks in books at libraries, and there's something like 1,000 of them that were in I think one of the libraries out on the seacoast.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can understand why I remember the librarians weren't happy about it, but I mean, just saying the term school sucks, I don't think conveys enough, because
I agree.
Education is vital.
Well, right, and I like Brett Vinod, and he's the host of the School Sucks podcast, and I think he does a great job, given the experience he has in the education realm. But I agree with you that School Sucks on its own is not an attractive title, especially for parents. They'll jump to conclusions about it,
yeah.
And I learned this by doing outreach at the local high school and middle school in Keene, and that was certainly one of the responses that it garnered, was that, you know, school sucks sounds really negative. So I like what Meg McLean came up with, where she made a sign that said...
Education rocks, public school sucks.
I think it was the other way around. School sucks, education rules, or something like that.
Right. But still saying school sucks, I mean, not all schools suck. I mean, unfortunately, the government school system does have its share of problems, but you know, not all schools suck. I went to a private school, and that didn't suck, you know.
Well, I think that's good. I think that you're right. The critique is accurate. But for a lot of young people, school does suck, and they know it.
Yeah.
And so I think overall, for the young people out there, that is an effective phrase. It's just not so much on the parents.
Right. Yeah.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome here at 855-453. We're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Just so much going on. And the good news is, if you haven't been able to make it out, JJ, who's normally here on Friday nights and will not be joining us tomorrow, he's busy. He can't possibly make it here. He's hustling down by the stage area where there's all manner of different panel discussions and musical performances going on. He is also recording all of those.
Yeah,
he's
recording. I hope he's getting paid, because I really noticed yesterday when he helped with the wedding that he really was working really hard. So I hope
so too. I don't know what his arrangement is with the project here, but he's doing a great job. So there are three cameras that are set up down there. So if you couldn't make it out, or maybe you can only make it up for the last couple of days of Portfest, you will be able to, presuming all goes smoothly with the, you know, post-production, you'll be able to see a lot of the panel discussions, and I think they're going to even record some of the musicians out there. So I think that's pretty exciting. It'll be a good way for you to get a window into, a video window, if you will, into the world of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a very fun and exciting place to be, whether you're a family or whether you're just a single person or a couple. There's so many interesting folks here, lots of people to meet, to converse with, and to learn from. So would recommend folks go to porkfest.com. That's porcfest.com. Now, Brad, you seem to be fiddling around with a news article there. Is it something you want to talk about?
Yeah, with certainly the strong statement of firearm rights here at Porkfest, there was a news article I wanted to cover, and it involves the United States Attorney General. The title of the article is House Panel Holds Holder in Contempt, and this is from the Associated Press. Setting up a potential constitutional confrontation, a Republican-controlled House panel voted yesterday to cite Attorney General Eric Holder for contempt of Congress just hours after President Obama invoked executive privilege for the first time to withhold documents demanded by the committee. The party-line vote was 23-17 following hours of caustic debate. The controversy goes next to the full House, where Republican Speaker John Boehner said there would be a vote next week unless there was some resolution in the meantime. Now, what this article is about the Operation Gunrunner, where the ATF was running drugs into Mexico, which is...
Running guns or drugs?
Guns. They were running guns into Mexico, and these guns have turned up,
in the drug dealers' hands.
In drug dealers' hands. They were used to kill one federal officer, so the Attorney General of the United States has basically, been putting his nose up at the United States Congress, and the Congress has the ability to hold people in contempt and have...
What does that mean, though? I mean, is that just like a verbal spanking? What happens when they get held in contempt?
Well, think of it like the court system would find somebody in contempt. Like, if you don't stand fast
enough... Well, then
you
go to jail in the court system.
Right. You go to jail if Congress finds you in contempt, too.
Really?
Well, it doesn't... I don't recall the last time it happened, but effectively, because the Attorney General...
So, hold on. So, he has been found in contempt?
Well,
or there needs to be a larger panel that's going to find him in contempt?
The committee has voted to find him in contempt, and then it'll go to the full House, which is obviously controlled by Republicans. The Attorney General's a Democrat.
Do you know if they need a full like a majority vote or a two-thirds?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. I'm pretty sure here in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Constitution says the House of Representatives can find someone in contempt, but they can only put them in jail for 10 days.
So basically they're saying that he's in contempt because he's not turning over information?
Right. He's not being forthright with the Congress, who has oversight ability.
I like it when they fight with one another. I mean, I think that's entertaining, and I think it's, it never hurts to have the government guys fighting with one another. But ultimately, it doesn't really help anything, does it? I mean, it doesn't make government smaller. It's just more of like a sideshow. It's more of just something that, oh, look, they're fighting again.
Right.
Oh, so, okay, the Attorney General has been taken out of office. He's been put in a jail cell for 10 days. They're going to let him out. He's going to be replaced by some other scumbag. What's going to really change?
Well, I mean, the issue here is the glaring hypocrisy that there's an administration that is anti-firearm freedom, yet they're violating federal law by running drugs and running guns and giving them to gangs. So.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think the story is useful for folks to see the corruption.
Absolutely.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, who's to say it's this guy's fault? This program could have been going on for a long time.
It was.
More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. you rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Here, as always, we'll take your calls about anything you want, 855-450-FREE, or maybe you're actually physically here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2012 edition. You can also come on in to the studio and meet some other Free Talk Live listeners and sit in on the third mic if you would like to share your thoughts with us. Once again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I want to invite you, if you are a webmaster or perhaps a blogger, and you'd like to add a forum feature to your website, perhaps you want to respect your users' privacy and have an anonymous message board for them to use, you can do that. And you can do it literally in seconds by visiting plainboards.com. You don't have to install anything. There's no identification required or logging in or anything like that. You just go to plainboards.com, you type in the name of the board that you want, click go, and it's there for you. It's created within their database on their server. You can link to it from your site. You can embed it in your website's page. So go to plainboards.com. Once again, plainboards, P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com to get your free, anonymous, free-to-use message board. All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free phone number here tonight. It's Ian with you, by the way.
And Bradley.
Brad, who is running for sheriff in this very same county in which we find ourselves, this political jurisdiction known as Coos County in the very northern portion of New Hampshire. It's a pretty big county, but there's not a whole lot of people that live here. What is it, like 30,000?
Yeah, it's under 35,000.
So you've got a lot on your plate as far as activism is concerned. And it's the first time that you've met our special guest here in the studio, the LRN.FM studios here. It's Jay Noon is with us on the third mic. And Jay, lean right on in close to that microphone when you talk into it. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's always nice to have you on the show because you are somebody who I consider to be a hero. There are very few people who are actually willing to stand up to the fear and the intimidation of the people calling themselves the state and actually refused to pay their property tax demands. You did that. And how many years did you for how many years did you not pay property tax before the town of Palmer, Massachusetts criminal gang came after you?
Well, I don't owe any property tax, but anyways, I never consented to pay property tax and I bought the land in 2004. So
hold on one second before you go on with the story. You said I don't owe property tax, and according to the government guys, they'll say that's true. They'll say the property owes the tax.
Well,
they'll say this particular parcel, this plot of land owes the tax. You're the guy with your name on the paperwork, so therefore they come after you.
Well, they're real tricky with it. They call it real estate tax, and if you look at almost any deed, and I've researched hundreds and hundreds of deeds in the past several months, the word real estate doesn't even show up on a property deed anywhere in Massachusetts. And so anyways, what they do is they just, they say there's real estate tax. I didn't buy real estate, I bought land. And I never, but the contract that they have to pay the real estate tax is in the mortgage agreements that the banks have, hidden in there, and nobody ever reads that.
Yeah. So did you have a mortgage for your home?
No, I didn't have a commercial mortgage. I basically, I bought it off a friend of mine, and I have a handshake type mortgage or
it's
a loan.
It's a private loan, basically.
Private loan, yes.
So what happens if somebody has a mortgage, and I'm asking you because, I don't know who else to ask these questions. You have done so much research on this subject, it's mind-boggling. If you have a traditional mortgage from a government-approved corporate bank and you pay that mortgage off down the line, you're not subject to the terms of the mortgage anymore, are you?
Well, technically, I'm not 100% sure, but everybody feels they are, and they just keep on going along with it. But
your dad has not paid property taxes for, 13 years, maybe longer than that?
1984, he bought that farm.
Wow.
Never paid any taxes.
So coming up on 20 years then?
Yes.
Well, Jay, you just said
30 years.
You just said people feel like they are required to pay the tax. Isn't it true that your house was actually taken from you, though?
Well, yeah, it was actually, I explained that. The town of Palmer did what's called a complaint, and they brought it to this venue called Land Court, which is just a... go on dunandbradstreet.com, and you can find out that all courts are traded corporations. They have an abbreviation. They're traded on a stock exchange. Type in your favorite court to Dun & Bradstreet, and it's a listed corporation. The courts aren't, land court, for example, is not even part of the judiciary. These local district courts on county levels are not judicial courts. So what they did is the town of Palmer, which is a municipal corporation, no different than Walmart bringing a charge against somebody. Their town of Palmer is not even a government. But so they brought a charge against me in one of their sister corporations called Land Court, and I did a whole bunch of paperwork. I would have went about it a lot differently now because I've really, after they kicked me out of my house, I really put my feet to the ground and I did a lot of research. And I just got done putting a land patent on it the other day.
Now, this is one of the most difficult parts about this for me as somebody who, to some extent, I would love to stop paying property tax. I just, you know, don't want to be the lone dude to do it. I wish more people would gather together because I believe there's strength in numbers and that overall, you know, if enough people do this, they can't stop us, whatever their laws say, whatever their regulations say. But my concern, Jay, is that that I hear this a lot. Like, people will say, well, I thought I knew what I was doing, and then I tried it, and it didn't work, but it's just because I didn't do this one thing right. And then they'll go back, and they'll try it again, or maybe they won't try it again. They'll just kind of stay underground and never be heard from again. But you're going at it again, and you're actually trying to get your house back. You believe it's going to happen. I would love to see it happen because I think it would be a huge win and you would absolutely be vindicated in the theory that you're currently promoting. But my concern is most people don't have the time to do the research. I mean, you told me the other night that you're doing 20, 30 hours of research per week on this whole situation. You said that even your work is suffering as a result of doing all this. So the average person, what can they really do? I mean, even if you're really onto something and you do end up getting this house back, how will this end up being able to be parlayed into something that can be duplicated? Because ultimately, we want people to be able to be inspired by our activism and do the same thing. Because don't we want other folks to be able to get away with not paying property tax and still hold on to what they believe to be their property? So, I mean, how hard is it for somebody else to step in and do what it is that that you've done thus far or what you're planning on doing?
Well, in Hampden County, Massachusetts, it'll be a lot easier now that I've done it. I've essentially cleared the trail to get this done. The land patent, there's these guys who are land patent processors that work out of this operation called Dominion Services. They helped me out a lot putting this whole land patent together. They do charge a fee.
What is a land patent? Because I've heard of these things before, and as far as I can tell, they're mythological. I mean, there's no such thing. What is it?
Well, in the 13 colonies, you know, east of the Mississippi, land patents weren't really issued. Land patents were issued by the Bureau of Land Management is how they basically the government sold or granted land to individuals or people or groups in the territories west of the Mississippi, and it was by a land patent. Anybody can Google land patent and find out about it. Land patent since then has been known as the highest form of ownership of property. And where the word land patent comes from is when, previous to the Revolutionary War in the 1600s and the 1700s, the King of England or the King of Great Britain would do what was called the letters patent in granting land to people that were his friends or people that helped him out or served in his military here in the 13 colonies is where the word land patent actually derived from.
So how do you get a land patent today? Like you said, they weren't given out for anything east of the Mississippi. How do you get one of these things, and what good does it do? Hold that thought. We'll come back to you here in a moment. More with Jay Noon, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. We're here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In fact, coming up tonight, and every night actually, there's been a film festival going on here alongside the Pork Fest. And Think Twice News, Think Twice Productions has been showing a variety of different films. In fact, our very own Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree is going to be shown tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, which is going to be in competition with a very popular event called The Roast. They will be roasting one of the activists here, Chris Lawless, who has been just a super activist, put together all of the Liberty Forum events that we've attended over the years that have happened. It's kind of it's a complimentary event to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, the Free State Project exists to bring liberty-minded people all to the same place and to get active. That's the point of all this. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where we are right now, is kind of a showcase of the community that is present within the liberty movement here in New Hampshire and what is possible if we get more people together. And the Liberty Forum is similar, although it happens at a different time of year. It happens in the middle of winter. It happens at a hotel, so it's more of a convention-style atmosphere. And the two events are a lot of fun. Anyway, Chris Lawless is going to be he's going to be roasted tomorrow night, so that'll be right across from the Derek J. Victimless Crime Spree preview, which that's going to give folks a choice. There's certainly a lot to do here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And maybe you don't want to do any of that stuff. Just walk around, talk to people, hang out at campfires, meet new folks. That's what this is all about. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C. FEST.com. We're talking with Jay Noon, who has more than a little bit of experience in the realm of not paying property tax that a criminal gang known as the Town of Palmer was attempting to extract from you. You had a private loan for the home, so you never actually had a corporate mortgage on the place. And how many years was it before they finally filed papers against you? I got to turn your mic on. Go ahead.
Like 6 or 7 years, I guess.
6 or 7 years. They finally came down on you. And Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org, myself, and a number of other folks came down from Keene on the day in which you were expecting to have your home raided by the sheriffs, effectively, to kick you out after they went through whatever paperwork nonsense that they went through. And they never showed up because you had folks basically hanging out in front of your house all day. It basically put off the raid for another several months. It seemed like it was 5 or 6 months before they actually came back. How long did that buy you?
Well, it was actually the real reason they didn't come after me that day is because I was at the eviction hearing, and I screamed and yelled up and down about how their judgment had no seals on it, how to complain.
It wasn't even signed, was it?
No seals, no signatures, no court seal. And every judgment that I looked at in Hampden County Registry of Deeds under the land court section, none of them have a signature. These guys are just committing straight-up fraud and piracy using color of law.
Right. As we've seen, they'll do whatever it is they want to do, which is why I'm so interested to see what happens with your situation, as you are hoping to be able to take back your home. They took it from you. It's been about a year now, not quite a year since you've been out, right? It's been October or something like that?
It was November, 2 days before Thanksgiving. And what they actually did is they had a second hearing on September 9th. That eviction expired September 7th, mm-hmm. The first one, and they had an ex parte hearing. They had a secret hearing, essentially, where I wasn't invited to.
Yeah, it was the state and the judge.
And the judge wrote on there that that I defaulted because I didn't show up. and this is actually something that I missed in the paperwork because I was just frustrated about it. I just found this like a week ago going through my paperwork again, mm-hmm. And one thing I do really want to mention before I'm off the air is the few things I would have done differently doing this all over again. Mm-hmm. I would have challenged their operation under color of law. Color of law, you look it up in the Black's Dictionary or Law Dictionary, color of title, color of anything. It basically means similar to or like, but it isn't law. For example, color of title looks like a title, but it's not a title. Just, and this color of law is what they use, and you can use...
So like an unsigned warrant or whatever, it looks like a warrant, but nay, it's not signed, so it's not technically
exactly.
Legal.
Basically, any victimless crime is color of law. They're using color of law because the only way they can bring out true law and true due process is to have a man or a woman sign an affidavit under the pains and penalties of perjury.
But what good does it do? I mean, you know this. Even if you know this is the case, it's not like it's going to stop these guys from doing it, right? I mean, these guys will do whatever they want to do.
Pretty much, but I didn't know this back then. There's some guys in Michigan who have been very successful with this stuff, and I'm trying it with some traffic court stuff pretty much right now. I got court July 11th in Holyoke, Mass., I got court July 23rd in East Brookfield, Mass., and I'm trying this color of law and plea of the crown documents, which would take a while to really explain, but people can
sure.
Google them things and check them out. But
what was it that people should look for, you think?
They can Google the term plea of the crown, for example, and that is how a king in Old English law brings a criminal charge against one of his subjects or servants. Well, here in America, we the people are the kings and queens of the land.
That was the idea, at least. It was supposed to be a country full of kings in that whatever property you own, you're the king of. That was the concept, but it hasn't really turned out to be that way. So you're going to somehow exercise that concept in a courtroom. I'm wondering, we know that our friends Pete Nademo from CopBlock.org were able to get cameras into their court hearings. Do you feel like this is something that you'd be able to have recorded? Because I think that what you're doing here is absolutely fascinating, and the more attention that can be paid to it, the better, the more people can learn from it. Because I know that I've tried some of this stuff in the past, and I've been shot down. But then again, I haven't put in all the time and effort that you have. And so I think it would be incredibly, it would be a very useful resource, whether it's successful or not, for somebody to look at and say, okay, well, that's how you don't do it, or hey, that worked for him, let me try duplicating that.
I hate to be a critic, Jay, but I mean, for the courts to rule that anyone is beyond the taxing quote-unquote taxing authority of local jurisdiction, I mean, would essentially open the doors for everybody to not pay property taxes. And, I mean, I would imagine that I would imagine that the courts, whether or not, you know, I mean, judges are lawyers in large part, and lawyers are able to mince words and twist things around. And I just, you know, as someone who has a restraining order against him from carrying a firearm on state property, which is illegal.
I have an illegal order against me that I can't go on a court court property. I mean, it's all illegal.
I mean,
what can you do?
This is why people lose faith in the government, because when the government doesn't follow the rules that the people make, you know, people lose faith. So I just, forgive me for being a critic, I just can't see how you could be successful. And if you are, you know, I certainly will eat my words.
Well, I've been successful with many other things, traffic related and criminal stuff like that.
Right, but that's
in the past.
But we're talking about something very different, really.
Well, with the property tax,
yeah.
I mean, Raymond Silva, which Ian just looked up on the computer.
We were talking about land patents, and I asked you, what is a land patent, and how do you get one, and what good is it if you can get one?
Well, all you do is update your land patent. It's not that simple. Anybody?
I don't even know if I have one of these things.
Well,
I
mean, there was on your property. What there was an actual patent grant that was issued by the Crown previous to the Revolutionary War. So what you do is you trace your deed all the way back to that English Crown grant, and that Crown grant, it'll say right in it, this is the King's Letters Patent, and that's where the that's what one of my grants from 1691 say. There's actually a couple grants to my land. Anyways, but if people want to go actually read a real life land patent that worked in Irving, Massachusetts, they can go to.
What did it work for?
It worked to remove the man's property from the tax rolls.
So he no longer received property tax bills?
He no longer received property tax bills. And if you look through all his paperwork on Mass Land Records, I don't know if it's .com.
It's masslandrecords.com, and then Franklin County, and you look for Irving, what was it, Silva?
No, Raymond Silva is the guy's name.
I've yet to see actually how to download the patent from this site, but you say there's a way to...
Well, there's a way to view it, and there's a way to print it.
Do you know this guy? I mean,
actually,
have you met him?
No, I don't know this guy. This guy won't talk to you about this unless you read two very important books. He doesn't want people just showing up there
asking
talking
a bunch of questions.
Right.
Well, that's one of the problems. I hope that, you know, Jay, keep us in the loop. Let us know what happens, because, you know, I've been fascinated by this, and I went down to support you on the day that they tried to raid you, because I think that if you can make this happen, it'll be an amazing news story, and I hope that you can document as much of your court experiences as possible and share them with us. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live.
Good luck
coming up.
Thank you for having me.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which one is going to
play? You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey. Who do you think you're
excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
Now, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make it. Wait, now. Now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here. 855-453. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. You can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it allows us to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board so people can be exposed to new ideas. Whether or not they will be successful, I don't know. I want to see Jay Noon be successful. I want somebody like Jay to have success and then be able to consult with other people and show them a system that people can plug into to escape from this insanity. I just, you know, like you, Brad, I am a skeptic, and that's because I've tried some of these theories out in court and I've been shot down.
Call me a critic, but I mean, even if you're right, which I don't doubt that he's done lots of research into this, and you know, the common law, how things came about after the Revolutionary War. Even if he's right, I mean, I've just seen so many examples of people being right, you know.
Just to still be run over.
Doesn't matter.
By the freight train of these people calling themselves the state.
Being right isn't always enough.
Well, I think that if you have enough people together who are right, then, I mean, can you imagine having... One Jay Noon is a heck of a challenge for a government to deal with.
Totally.
Because he's constantly, you know, up their butt, dealing, you know, wheeling and dealing with their paperwork and going through their processes, and they don't want any of that to happen. They just want you to shut up and cut a check.
Right.
So if more people... I tend to look at things from a more practical aspect of what can be duplicated. Because I know I can't be Jay. I can't. I just don't have the time to do the research.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I knew as much about real estate law as he does. I mean, it's a very interesting concept that...
If it were a matter of hiring Jay, you know, for $500 to have him come in and do this, it'd be well worth it, you know. So in theory, maybe if this does work, he could somehow profit from it. But, you know, in the meantime, I think that what's the most practical way to deal with these situations is to just bring people that love freedom all together. I mean, I'd love to have Jay doing what he's doing in the city, you know, the city of Keene. You know, similarly, you know...
I'm sure the city of Keene would not like Jay doing what he's
that's
doing.
That's why I would love to have Jay doing what he's doing in the city of Keene. So the more trouble that we can give these guys, the better. Whether it's successful or not, I don't think matters. Ultimately, if there are enough people who are clogging the system... if there are enough people who are refusing to pay, if there are enough people who aren't taking the plea deal, they're going to trial, they're taking a parking ticket to trial, or they're taking a speeding ticket, or whatever it is, you know, this traffic stuff where nobody's actually a victim, you take this stuff to trial, load up the court system. They can only handle so much of this.
Well, and speaking to him off the air, it certainly sounds like Jay's trying to educate people in, like, the Register of Deeds office or whatever it's called in Mass, but just trying to educate them on things they probably don't know, because your average government employee processing this paperwork probably just used to sticking into a folder and you know put some staples here and there,
right?
And
well,
some tape down there, and then you're done, you know. And you know, now there's all this new stuff that they're like, what?
You mentioned the Registry of Deeds. Our friend of the show, Daryl, who's appeared on the show a couple times, Daryl Perry from the Free Patriot Press, he's running for Registrar of Deeds in Cheshire County, which is where I live.
That's a constitutional office under the New Hampshire Constitution. Yeah.
Right, and he's running up against a 20-plus year-long incumbent, so he's probably not going to win. But if he does win, he told me that one of the things he can do is if the city comes after, or anywhere in the county comes after somebody for property tax, and they say, hey, we're going to file this tax lien or whatever on this person's property, he can just say, oh, and then throw it in the garbage. And, that's something that would be interesting to see whether or not he can have a real effect.
I predict, I have a prediction on what's going to happen if he does that.
Criminal charges.
A judge is going to send him a court order ordering him to do his job, and an attorney will file a writ of mandamus to force him to do his job. Mm. If he refuses to, he'll be in jail for contempt.
Yeah, see, they've always got something over your head.
It's always contempt.
They've got the men with the guns. They've got the men with the cages, and they're not afraid to use them to get their way. But ultimately, if there are enough people to refuse to obey, if there are enough people to refuse to bow down, then they can only cage so many. They can only do so much. They can only steal so many homes before people finally get, wise to the situation.
I'm a real fan of the paperwork shuffle. Like, that's cool activism, like filing papers. And, you create a paper trail, you create a record, and then you can use that record to go to the Supreme Court. And, that they it certainly sounds like they're going to end up in the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts with Jay.
So, by the way, I want to tell you about the Bitcoin. It's something that is more available around here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year than last year. Alternative currencies are very important to the liberty movement. People have silver. I've got some silver in my pocket right now. I've got Bitcoin. I've got a Bitcoin in my pocket because they actually have a physical Bitcoin that people can utilize. But Bitcoins generally are an online form of currency, and it's something that is a brilliant concept. It's completely decentralized, meaning that there's no corporation that's in charge of it. There's no government agency that has approved it. There's no government agency that's printing it. There's no centralized anybody that's behind this thing. It's completely open source. And it's something that the government guys just can't do. They can't handle it. They can't crack it. They can't break the system down. They can't attack the leaders. Normally the government guys, when they want to go after somebody, they'll go after a CEO, or they'll go after a board of directors at some company, and they'll take them out. They'll do, they'll be successful. But Bitcoin doesn't have any of that. They don't have any of those things. So they can't be attacked in those ways. It's completely impervious to government attack.
I'm just surprised we haven't seen any federal laws like specifically attacking the converters or
people that are converting bitcoins to cash,
or the launderers that are turning bitcoins into cash. Yeah.
Well, maybe they're off offshore.
Could be.
That could be a possibility. I mean, certainly that's what I would do if I were running one of these operations. Now, BitInstant.com can actually help you. These are it's an organization that will allow you to turn cash into bitcoins and the reverse. You can go to BitInstant.com and get your bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank, as well as some other locations, like I think even 7-Eleven. You can go there, Western Union. You can deposit cash and end up turning them into bitcoins.
Man, when 7-Eleven is now doling out bitcoins, that's the point where that it's mainstream.
Well, I don't know if 7-Eleven knows they're doing it. I think it's some sort of money transfer system or whatever that like a Western Union, you can go in, transfer money essentially to this BitInstant organization, and then they will take it. Honestly, I have not been through that process. I have some Bitcoin, so I don't need to get more of them. We actually accept payment in Bitcoins from some of our advertisers. But I know that Mark and his wife have been using, I think, BitInstant.com to transfer some Bitcoins into cash. because unfortunately we're not to the point yet where everybody takes bitcoins. Maybe someday that'll be a possibility, but we're seeing it more here now at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where some vendors are taking bitcoins.
I thought that was impossible because there's a finite amount of bitcoins. Like,
what is impossible?
Well, it's for everybody in the world to accept them, because aren't they so scarce that it would be impossible?
Ah, that's an interesting question. So the bitcoin is divisible down to, you know, like a bunch of zeros.
Oh, basically. So parts of bitcoins.
So yeah. So okay. You know, unlike the dollar, which you can only have you know, a cent as the lowest amount that you can have, with bitcoins, if I want to send you 0.00000015 bitcoins, I can totally do that.
Right.
So as bitcoins become more valuable, then lesser amounts of bitcoins will have a greater value. So you won't have to, you know, something might cost half a bitcoin, but yet it'll still be worth a lot of U.S. dollars.
Speaking of pennies, I think one can still pay toll booth with pennies in Illinois, because it's the land of Lincoln.
Really? Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. Someone call in and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's still you can use pennies.
So please visit weusecoins.org. Maybe you are completely new to the idea of bitcoins. You owe it to yourself to learn more about them. Weusecoins.org is where you can learn more about it. So once again, our number here is toll-free. It's 855-450-FREE. You know, there's something that I can share here on the air about a parade, and I haven't had a chance to talk about it yet because we've just been so busy with interviews and interesting folks here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Maybe we'll get to that, but I see Brett Vinod is in the room. And so we're definitely going to talk to him at some point in the next hour about School Sucks. And Brad, maybe you can mention your critique of the title of School Sucks. We'll get into it with Brett here in a moment. So 855-450-FREE. Also, still to come here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we've got two more days of this remaining, Friday, Saturday. It's not, you know, we're just past the halfway mark, basically, at this point. Two full nights remaining. It's all wrapping up on Sunday. So there's still a lot to come. There's a lot on the plate as far as what's going on. The preview of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree tomorrow night. There's also going to be an epic, from what I understand, is going to be an epic roast. The Soapbox Idol, I believe, is that Saturday? I think Soapbox Idol. It's Saturday. Soapbox Idol, one of the most popular events at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. People have been auditioning all week long. Every single day they're having auditions for a Soapbox Idol, and then Saturday night they will have the event, and people will be allowed to rant or talk about whatever for 3 minutes on stage in front of what is always a very large crowd. And I don't know how they judge. I don't know if it's judges or applause or how they're judging who's the best, but they will be awarding a winner of the Soapbox Idol competition.
I tell you, I haven't seen Gardner Goldsmith here, but
he's coming.
Oh, is he? Good.
He's coming, I believe.
Is he going to be a judge? Because I'm a big fan of his judging
ability. Good question. I can't answer that for you.
I hope so.
Look for him.
It's a secret.
855-450-FREE. It's so secret, I don't even know. 855-450-3733. Actually, people don't tell me anything. 855-450-FREE. What is the phone number here? It's Free Talk Live, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.